You know, Phil Tobbs, we're bringing our next guest in our special coverage this morning. I thank our friends at Truck Trends and White Mountain Community College as we focus this hour and next hour exclusively on the 20th anniversary. And Phil Tobbs is John Kleck, Navy SEAL, said, this has become part of your molecular mission and energy and being. You and your wife, Julie, and your team at Swim With A Mission. But yesterday we had two former New York City police officers in our studios who moved to New Hampshire after the attack. They were in the emergency services unit out of Harlem in the South Bronx. They lost 60 fellow police officers and transit police. And they moved here after, but they go back and they still call to this day sometimes when they're on duty. One's a state trooper and they'll call the dispatch just to talk to one of the commanders who knows them still, because they call each month saying, what can we do for the families left? To this day, 20 years, what can we do? And you know what they said, too, is there have been 3,500 firefighters and first responders that have had to deal with emotional and physical aftermath. So when people say, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend, I'm going to this place for dinner, I got a new car, that's all great, but that's all freedom. And freedom is not free. And some of these people have not stopped thinking about what happened for 20 years, while many of us have who don't have that direct contact. And one of our next guests in our special coverage, Phil, is We Remember 9/11. I want you to bring him in. He's going to be joining us for the next couple segments. But I want you to bring in this person who I got to meet at our SEAL lunch and is part of Swim With A Mission. And I don't know who else can epitomize sacrifice and service but our next guest.
Thank you, Jack. And, you know, the SEALs call themselves the quiet professionals, and they really are. It's hard for each of them to do things like this, come on the radio and speak. It's just not in their nature. Quiet professionals. I call them American heroes, and we're really blessed to have two American heroes on the show coming up now, Harry Belogna and his wife, Julie. Two just incredible people. It's an honor to get to know them. And Harry, we're going to bring you in first and just ask you to talk a little bit about, you know, why you joined the Navy originally and a little bit about your career.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me, Jack. Why I joined the Navy, I think, and I've said it before, sometimes our passion, we can go out and find our passion, and sometimes our passion finds us. And in my situation, when I was a young kid, 20-something years old, and I had no idea what I wanted to do in life, I think the SEAL teams found me. And maybe, hopefully, I had a little guardian angel up there that kind of helped direct that a little bit. But as soon as I discovered the SEAL teams, because you got to remember, back in 1988, 89, there wasn't a whole lot of books about it. There wasn't any movie shows. No one knew what a SEAL was, and I certainly didn't know what a SEAL was. And a friend introduced me to it, said he was interested in it. I asked him to tell me all about the SEAL teams. And no kidding, I think 24 hours later, we both were at the recruiter's office signing to go to BUDS.
Wow.
And so, Harry, so talk a little bit about 9/11, and, you know, we all remember where we were, and I'm actually looking in the studio. You obviously can't see it, Harry. I'm looking at a piece of concrete from One World Trade Center that one of your team brothers, Jonathan Kleck, gave to us, you know, and we're thinking about everyone we lost at 9/11, you know, on the 20-year anniversary. But talk a little bit about where you were and what effect that had on your life and your career in the Navy.
When 9/11 happened, I was already a good 10, 11 years into my career. So I was at a development group, and we were on standby, and I remember the day just like everybody else was. You kind of remember that moment it happened, and we were at a range shooting. And I remember a guy coming up in a golf cart saying, hey, there was a terrorist attack. And we all basically rolled back to the compound, and we were able to watch, you know, the news and see the buildings collapse. And we were just obviously in shock like everyone else was and trying to figure everything out. Back then we had, you know, it was suspect if it was a terrorist attack. It wasn't sure if it was an accident. Obviously the second plane, we kind of figured that, and then the Pentagon thing. But I think for all of us, we just went into, work mode, you know, like, hey, what's our job? And, what do we need to get accomplished and get done? And it was an opportunity later on, once I look back on it, it was an opportunity to serve my country. And that's what I came in for.
Wow.
You know, and listen, Harry, you've had an incredible and a long career, and getting to know you. I mean, obviously you don't talk about much, but your team brothers brag about you all the time. and I hate to focus just on sort of one moment, but you did have a really bad day, and that's your words, not mine, you know, and you sort of made it through, and, and you're still dealing with it. Can you tell us a little bit about struggling with a catastrophic event and how you deal with that?
Sure. Just real briefly, I stepped on a landmine late in my career, and then I lost both of my legs, and I'm up at Walter Reed actually right now getting a new prosthetic fitted for me. But, you know, obviously it was difficult. I had a great support network. I had a super great wife that you'll talk to here shortly that kept me grounded. And I had a lot of teammates, loved the ones that were there for me. And that helped me pull through, in all honesty.
Well, Harry, you're going to stick with us. We're going to meet your better, smarter, prettier half, as I like to say, yeah, in the next hour. And Phil came up with this song, Spouse of a Navy SEAL, and we're going to come back at the top of the hour in a few moments, so we'll take a break. We'll be back with Harry. We're going to introduce you to Julie and what a team they are. And you can't even begin to think about what these folks have done for us in a very quiet, professional way. We'll be back. Good Morning, New Hampshire. A special look back. Join in.